Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The country received a sharp rebuke this morning from the Environmental Protection Agency in its report on the state of the environment. Speaking on Morning Ireland, the organisation's Director General Laura Burke said that Ireland sells itself as a country that is clean and green, but unfortunately, the evidence and the data don't support that idea. She said that while Ireland is good at signing up to directives, it doesn't really follow through on the commitments it makes. For more on this, I'm joined by Malcolm Noonan, who's a Green Party Minister of State for Heritage and Electoral Reform. Minister, you're welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
Now, we know that by your programme for government that you've set ambitious targets, but as today's report says, we're great at targets, aren't we? But we're very bad at actually meeting them. How will you ensure that this time round your three-party government will succeed where other governments have failed?
Well, the one thing that Laura Burke was clear about this morning in the report, and there were very hard-hitting words from the Director General of the EPA, was that we needed an environmental policy position for Ireland. And in our view, the programme for government is that policy position. I think it's probably the most, it is definitely the most ambitious climate and biodiversity agenda in a programme for government in the history of the state. And I think that's our response, is to get down to work, and which we are doing. We're seeing with the big announcement yesterday around the Midlands, but also in my own department around, I have a huge task ahead in relation to biodiversity with a new national biodiversity plan period for next year, reflecting on the EU biodiversity strategy as well. So we have significant challenges. There's no doubt the report presents a very stark case for Ireland's environment, but I think we can only do this collaboratively through the three partners in government. But
and also, does that mean compromising on your long-held principles? Because the scale of action required here, as set out in the EPA report and as set out by climate action activists and environmental activists for many years now, falls short of what's outlined in the programme for government and the Climate Action Bill, for example, which you support.
Well, we don't think so. I think the Climate Action Bill is in going through committee stage. I think it will have additions to it that will help it. I mean, but I do think that particularly, and I think this report highlights specifically the challenge around biodiversity and nature. And I think those elements, I think, in the programme for government are incredibly strong too. So we've had a significant ramp up of investment in support for National Parks and Wildlife Service and the work that we do around biodiversity. For rewetting our bogs, for restoring bog habitats, for nature conservation. I think all of those elements combined, as the EPA report quite rightly points out, we have certainly a lot of plans in place. All of those, if they were to be implemented, would get us to some distance. But the programme for government goes further than that. And I think in relation to the overarching 7% ambition towards 2030 in terms of climate emissions reduction, that is incredibly ambitious.
Yeah, it is. And it'll require, Minister, continued investment. And some people within your own party, for example, some former members of your own party who have left now because they're sceptical about how much you can really achieve and how much investment will be put to one side for all of these measures that you outline, especially when the purse strings are controlled by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
No, I think the three partners in government have proven, particularly with Budget 2021, that we are deeply committed to this. And we know that it's going to require sustained investment. I keep going back to the elements that I'm responsible for in relation to nature. That is going to require a historic increase in funding year on year over the next decade to ensure that we meet the targets that are there in terms of land use and biodiversity, the improvement in trying to reverse the decline in habitats and the decline in loss of bird species. All of that has to be, and our marine protected areas, our coastal areas and our water bodies. So I think we have no doubt that the task ahead is absolutely immense, but it can only be done through the collaborative action of government and of wider society. So we need a huge buy-in from the society perspective.
You need buy-in from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil more than you're getting already. I mean, you mentioned the territorial waters and protected areas there. In your manifesto, the Green Party's manifesto, you wanted to designate 50% of Irish territorial waters as marine protected areas. But in your statement today, and about today's report, you're quoted as promising to set ambitious targets for 30% marine protection. Now, that's a long way short of what you promised initially, isn't it?
But it is what's required in an interdepartmental report and a really excellent report on marine protected areas that is setting out 30%. And I think that 30% is achievable. And I think but it has to bring on board communities right around the country to achieve that.
But so what happened to the 50%?
Well, there's no doubt you set targets in manifestos versus targets that are set out in programs for government are different, and you're working with two other political parties to achieve those.
So what is the appropriate target then? Forget about what you have to compromise when you're in a coalition. Is 50% what should be done, or is it 30%? Is that adequate?
Well, I think a minimum of 30. I think we look at the EU biodiversity strategy. That's tasking us with 30%. So that's what we're working towards. The specifics of that we're still working on. And I think that's I think the marine protected areas report, the committee report on that, has been really, really a good document and something very positive to work towards. So I think we have, as has been said in the EPA report this morning, a lot of really good plans and reports that need implementing now. And I think that's what this government's about.
Can I ask you about Irish water? Because, again, that was a huge aim for you in your manifesto and before the election. And we heard from today's report that raw sewage is still incredibly being discharged into water from 35 towns and villages up and down the country. Now, you promised repeatedly in the run-up to the last election that a priority for you would be to reform Irish water, which much of the day-to-day operation of the water supply being run on a regional basis. That was your promise, and it would be vested in local authorities. How are you doing with the structural reform of Irish Water?
Well, I think the engagement we've had with Irish Water since the formation and leading up to the government talks and the formation of government has been incredibly positive. And I think that there is an ambition there, there's no doubt. And I think the funding shortfall that was there was a funding cut in 2018. I think we've restored in 2021 a significant additional capital resources to deal with those issues around the 35,000 villages mentioned in the report. So I think we are working collaboratively with Irish Water to achieve the bigger ambition around water infrastructure and ensuring that Irish Water itself is organisationally structured in a way that's able to deliver.
So a major restructuring of Irish Water is still on the cards?
I think that the issue with Irish Water, I think, is really that from the organisational point of view, that's an issue that they have to work on. I think from our perspective, is to ensure that we can continue to provide the capital resources to deliver on these ambitious projects. Okay. I think that's the most important part from our perspective.
Look, we'll leave it there. Green Party Minister of State for Heritage and Electoral Reform, Malcolm Noonan, thanks very much.